Police and politicians in the north are calling for calm after another night of street violence. Petrol bombs and bricks were thrown at police in Newton Abbey, Carrickfergus and Derry. At least five officers were injured. Many of those involved are children. BBC reporter Mark Simpson is with us. What's the latest, Mark?
Well, as you say, Gavin, 72 hours of violence in Belfast. You've worked in this city. You will know it's not on the scale as it's been in the past. But worrying enough, I've been totting it up. 32 police officers have been injured in Northern Ireland, including those injured in Derry at the weekend in the past 72 hours. And yes, people as young as 13 arrested and then charged. Worrying times, albeit in just pockets of Northern Ireland.
Do any of those throwing bricks at the police say why they're doing it?
Well, it's interesting, not just the rioters aren't giving interviews, but loyalist political leaders aren't giving interviews at the moment. Now, loyalists often like to say they're fighting for God and Ulster. The recent violence seems to be more about muscle flexing and boredom. Indeed, I was at one of the riots in Newton Abbey on the outskirts of Belfast on Saturday night. When I arrived, the police were just about to move in. And just as the police arrived, I heard one of the loyalist leaders on the ground, one of the rioters, shout out, "Here we go, it's party time." And I think that tells you all you need to know about the mindset of most of those involved.
Who's calling for calm, Mark?
Everybody right across the political board. There's something that finally the DUP and Sinn Féin agree on. They don't agree on the causes of this violence. They're blaming each other for raising political tensions in the past week. But the police, and they're due to give a news conference this afternoon, are echoing the calls of politicians that enough is enough. And just on that, I heard in your news bulletin, Gavin, that you're expecting snow in the south in the next 24 hours. We are up here in the north as well, expecting some very cold weather, and ironically, that may help the authorities as they try to cool things down.
Mark Simpson in Belfast, thank you.